this is to the best of our knowledge. This hour, artificial creativity. Artificial intelligence has come a long way since the early days of computing. Today, intelligent machines can translate entire books, recognize images, manage weekly schedules, even host public radio shows.
Hey, not so fast. Siri, you can have the day off. Hi, I'm Anne Strainchamps. And how long before Siri and her artificial colleagues come back? Not just to read scripts, but to write them. Because now that machines can think, the next frontier in computer science is to teach them how to create, make art, write stories, compose music. And in fact, it's already happening. This music, this is our theme song remixed by a computer. So how is this even possible? Well, let's back up. At Google, computer scientists have a program that they've taught to play a little musical game. Here's how it works. A human gives a musical prompt, 9 notes. That's all, just a few notes. And the computer responds. And then keeps going, a little hesitantly at first, but as it gains confidence, you can hear it combining and shuffling those notes, not randomly, but deliberately. This is the sound of a computer improvising, making music. How did it learn to do that?
So this model is, in a very simple way, trying to understand music by listening to it and by predicting it. And once that model's trained, and it takes hours or days to train a model like this on thousands and thousands of musical scores, we stop and we say, okay, we're done training. Now we're going to understand what this model thinks about an existing piece of music. And so we give it a few notes, and the model then takes it from there. In doing so, writes a piece of music.
This is Doug Eck. He directs Google's new Magenta project, which is an experiment in teaching machines to make art. This particular program is an example of a recurrent neural network which has learned how to compose music. And for creative types who might be feeling just a bit threatened, Doug says just think of this as the next generation of electric guitar or camera.
With every technology, there seems to be someone who comes along and tries to use it to make art. The film camera is my favorite example. The film camera was, for 20 or 30 years, not considered an artistic instrument. It wasn't considered something that you would use to make art. It was considered something that would capture a reliable image of the world. And lo and behold, artists come along and take that technology and break it slightly, overexpose the film, etc. And in doing so, they create something new that we haven't seen before. But really what it comes down to is one more step in the technology chain towards building ways for us to communicate with each other and to share our ideas.
What I love about that piece is that initial tentativeness. You can almost hear the computer thinking, but maybe I'm just anthropomorphizing.
Well, I think it's good that you're anthropomorphizing. We do it all the time. You know, the fact is, maybe this melody is interesting, maybe it's not. But when we respond to it in certain ways, like saying, oh, I love the beginning bit, or for me, I think the end bit gets a little bit repetitive. Yeah, we're pleased or not pleased in various ways.
That's the one that to me sounds a bit like a film score, which made me think that might be one potential really obvious commercial use for software like this.
Absolutely, absolutely. In terms of commercial applications of this kind of technology, music is this sort of background soundtrack to so many things in our lives. I'm not very interested in using Magenta machine learning models to write full symphonies and sit in a chair and listen to them. However, the idea that I might generate some music for a jog, and that because we're using machine learning, we can personalize, we can contextualize on things like tempo and energy and try to generate things that are really tailored for a particular listener. Like, at some level, what I want when I jog is not to be musically engaged. It's to be engaged in my jog and to have the soundtrack for that be built from the ground up so that I'm even more engaged. I guess it's, you know, pump stuff in my ears that's going to make me run a little faster and get my heart rate up a little faster, and I'd be really happy with that.
Could you play that out a little bit more? Because I can imagine that this is where computers are going, right? Everything is going to be personalized for us. So now we're going to have the soundtrack for our lives created by a computer that knows already what I listen to on my Spotify playlist.
Yeah, exactly. Except I wouldn't get too far ahead of yourselves. I wouldn't talk about, for example, using the same algorithm to give you the soundtrack for your wedding or your senior prom. I mean, there are times when I need some audio to do a job. Jogging is the best example that I can come up with. Another one is relaxation. Imagine we have a way to say, hey, you know, you're stressed out, and you throw your headphones on and you get some audio that we've used machine learning to better understand how to calm ourselves down and to do a better job of kind of getting us into some mental state that we want to be in. I think we can be there as well. And then, for example, let's say that I need a soundtrack for a video that I made. And I don't know how to make a soundtrack. I don't know how to do music. But maybe there are ways in which we can allow non-musicians to still add what you would think of as sort of the creative spice to the mix. So maybe we can ask them the right questions. Maybe we can give them the right user interface so that they can express themselves and we can help complete their thoughts musically for them and give them that soundtrack for, you know, their picture album of their kids or the graduation slideshow or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm. Or that makes me think of another experiment you guys posted online recently. So Magenta wrote an original song. I think it starts with the first four notes of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Indeed it did.
Yeah, and you know, I don't want to insult your computer program, but it does not, when you listen to it, sound especially sophisticated. But then you end up inviting a couple of human musicians to play along with it. And that got into the, you know, realm of what I would call music.
I'm offended. I want you to know that.
Sorry.
For the insults. No, and I think you're right that even better, we didn't invite them. That's what I thought was so cool about this. We simply put that track out on our blog, and these musicians picked it up on their own.
Oh, you're kidding.
Decided to play on top of it. No, it's great.
Yeah, well, that maybe is an example of, you know, where you could imagine this going, where it's kind of like a human-computer partnership. It's not about the computer taking over and replacing human musicians. It's I don't know, another kind of entity to jam with or, you know, to use to make music in just in a different way.
It strikes me that, musically speaking, we do this all the time. So if you take an electric guitar plugged into a really gorgeous tube amplifier, maybe with a couple of pedals, forget about computers, there's nothing digital in this pipeline at all, and you just get it set so, and you strum a chord, and that chord just resonates and continues, and you move your guitar a little bit closer to the amp, and you keep that feedback going. Like, you feel like you're the one creating that noise, mm-hmm. and you are the one creating that noise, but let's face it, you're awfully reliant on technology for that, for these tubes feeding back in just the right way, for the guitar and the pickups doing what they want. But I don't think, you know, musicians who use electric guitars shouldn't be encumbered by the thought, oh, did the electric guitar make the music or did I? They should use the electric guitar and they should make music. And I feel exactly the same way about any models that we build with Magenta.
What's the blue sky you imagine?
Two blue skies. One blue sky is music that I didn't know could possibly ever exist and that is beautiful. Blue sky number two is that we really understand a little bit more about how music works, and specifically the almost magical behavior that people have, that they're able to do things like write melodies, all of the repetition and hierarchical structure that you see in music and that we really don't understand, that we'll understand some of that a little bit better and thus understand a little bit more about ourselves.
Doug Eck leads Google's Magenta program, which explores machine learning to create art and music.